This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
Well, Jordan Henderson's become the latest big-name player to move to the Saudi Pro League. He's ended a 12-year stay at Liverpool, where he captained them to Premier League and Champions League glory to join Al Ettifaq. His new deal is reportedly worth £350,000 a week, and Anfield boss Jurgen Klopp's wished the England midfielder the best of luck.
I will miss you. I will miss the talks we have. Not always easy talks, but I wish you the best of luck. You, Bex, and the kids, I wish you best of luck for this journey. If nobody told you yet, I will tell you now, you are a legend.
How much is he on?
£350,000 per calendar week.
Wow. That's incredible, isn't it? It's good money, isn't it? It's not bad, is it?
Why do people work for so little?
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
An overcast afternoon with both light showers and some bright spells breaking through the clouds continues. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 22 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw, you're up to date.
Any cricket news?
Yes, indeed there is.
Do you want your little theme tune? I got your little theme tune.
Oh, have you?
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Come on, sing along.
I don't like cricket.
No, obviously I'm not singing.
Oh,
but
no.
What I will tell you is things are starting to go a bit wrong for England's cricketers after lunch in the final Ashes test against Australia at the Oval. They've lost a couple of quick wickets, including captain Ben Stokes, and were 195 for five a short while ago.
That's not good, is it, Stephen? Your new knowledge of cricket, that's not a good score.
As a cricket expert,
yeah.
I think that this...
A five, that's bad. Bad.
I couldn't agree more.
There you go. Not our words, the words of cricket expert Stevie Shillinglaw.
Right now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Okay, here we go for Thursday. It's Radio Essex. Thank you so much for having us on. Thank you to Jack. Thank you to Connor. And we continue. Leanne and Don't Say Love get us on the way this afternoon.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live!
Becky Hill, David Guetta, and remember, 10 past 3, Big Drive Home Thursday. No, Scott, you just asked me off air if we did anniversaries. No is the answer to that. Why do you ask?
Oh, it's because a microphone would be good. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Help yourself.
It's just because someone's wrote in, hi, I'd like to wish Mrs. E, a happy 5th wedding anniversary from Mr. E at Eversley.
And go on, carry on.
I just feel because if we don't do birthdays,
yeah,
which
is basically an anniversary of being born.
Yeah, then do we do...
No.
Like,
why don't we do birthdays?
Do we care?
Why don't we do birthdays?
Because no one cares.
Apart from?
The person whose birthday it is.
What's the difference between wedding anniversaries? Who cares?
Two people.
Just one more person.
Just one more person. Yeah,
so we
don't care... That it's Mr. E's and Mrs. E's birthday.
No, however much you'd love to say, guys, I hope you have an amazing day, whatever you're doing to celebrate. Mrs. E, I hope he's spoiling you rotten.
I really hope he is, yeah.
However much we want to say that, we can't say it.
So just
ignore it. Don't even mention it.
And we don't care.
Don't mention it. I've got something else to talk about if you want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supermarket Aldi searching for an official beer taster.
Sign me up.
To review its new range of beers launching in September, successful applicant, Scott, will receive 4 pale ales.
Yeah, I don't mind a pale ale.
3 IPAs.
Okay.
2 beers. 4 ciders. I'll do them.
Okay.
I'll do the ciders.
Do the cider.
1 stout. What's that, Guinness?
Yes, like a Guinness.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Actually, Tom is the only thing
Tom
he can drink.
Tom is the only thing he can actually...
And 1 lager. All of which will need to be tasted and reviewed. The feedback will help guide Aldi bosses ahead of the key decision-making stage next week. You've got to be in with the chance of landing the role. You've got to be a budding beer taster. You need to send an email explaining why they think you should be chosen for the role.
Yep.
I think we should get him to do this.
I think we should as well.
We should actually get him to apply.
No,
do a little video.
No, but the thing is, in my mind, I've got the job already.
This is your job.
Scott, we need to do you like a little video.
All yep. budding beer tasters need to send an email explaining why they think they should be chosen for the role, as well as outlining what their favourite Aldi beer is and why. To apply, you simply need to send an email to Aldi Beer Taster at clarioncoms.co.uk.
Right,
it's straightforward.
I'm on it like a bonnet.
I think we should... Can we filling in that place?
I reckon we could.
I think we could get him a little gig.
I've definitely got that
sort of
time.
You can't do both jobs at the same time. You're not allowed to do that job and this job at the same time.
I won't do this job anymore. I'll do the beer tasting
Scott's
job.
Scott's left.
Bye, guys.
loads of it online. So if you Google that story, you'll find out where to apply. But you won't get the job because Scott's getting it. Yeah, you're fine.
Don't apply.
13 minutes after 3, big drive home. It's Radio Essex, big drive home, Jazzy and Given Me. Scott's actually got his pen out and he's already started the application. One, you do it online. Secondly, I think the better way to do it is I'll do a video introducing you.
Okay.
Saying, I've got a mate, I think he's perfect for this job.
Pick me up.
And then we'll at you everywhere to Audi, to Radio Essex. So then the audience, you guys can see his application in the flesh. Well, yeah. I think who's sending CVs nowadays? Video's what they want.
Yeah, send a video, because I think it shows that I've gone the extra mile.
Yeah.
I'm bang up for this, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
You see how excited I am?
Yeah. I've never seen you excited about anything we've ever done before as much as this.
Does it say a fee?
You get paid to drink beer. I reckon the fees are relevant. The only person beating you would be Jordan Henderson. I think he's the only person on a better deal than this.
I will give this my all.
Yeah.
Like, more than I've ever...
Giving on to the show, yeah. Got that, yeah. Or our friendship. Yeah, no, I get that. No, I understand. 60 minutes after 3, we'll do his CV in a second online, and then we'll put it on the Twitters and everywhere so you can have a look at it. On the roads, the high road, Benfleet, pretty slow through the roadworks at St Mary's Drive. Give you a full travel update in a minute. It's Radio Essex 220 Kid, Gracie and Don Lee Love, 327, big drive home for Thursday. Chris and Scott, your application up on the internet right now.
I think I'm going to get this.
Yeah, it's a good video. I think you've sold yourself really well in the video.
I think I show passion, genuine passion. And desire.
Desperate.
No. The desperation come a bit later in the video, when I told them I loved them.
I've introduced you well, I think. I think I think you put together a really good package, and Aldi, I'd imagine, will call you, so.
I didn't leave my number.
I'm sure they'll get back to you. Maybe they'll reply.
I hope so.
Yeah, it'd be fine. And then you'll be there, working at Aldi.
I'm already dreaming about it.
Drinking beer for a living.
Imagine that. Oh my God. I've made it, Dad.
You'll go from Lewis Capaldi to Aldi. Wow. Doctor. I think people thought you were out of the room.
I've got some symptoms.
3:35, big drive home for Thursdays. Chris and Scott, thank you for having us on. We're here till 6 tonight. She wants to share something with the rest of the class.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah, go on.
To embarrass my son, actually, who I hope is listening with his girlfriend, Lily, now. It was their year anniversary of being together as a couple the other day. So, you know, he's a gentleman. He wanted to take her out for a nice meal yesterday. And so I got home at 7 o'clock, and I was taking him up to the festival where they was going to have some food. I got home and Lily was standing in my kitchen ironing his top. And I was like, am I in the 70s? What's going on? Like, I looked at, and I couldn't see Kevin at this point. And I went, Lily, what are you doing? And she went, oh, I'm just ironing Kevin's top. And he cut. I knew you were going to come in and think this is weird. There's nothing weird about it. I said, iron your own top. And I went, like, what are you going to do? Like, get us to cook you up a meal now? And he was like, it's not like that, Dad. Mum does it for you sometimes. I was like, she doesn't, mate. I iron my own clothes. I cannot. She does. She does the ironing.
But you know how to do it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
He needs to, you know, he's be ironing his own clothes, making his own food, getting his girlfriend to do it.
And did she join in on the debate?
No, she just carried on ironing.
Did she?
Good girl.
Did you chuck your jumpers in? And actually, while you're there, could you?
Well, yeah. She's done a wash for me, yeah.
36 minutes after 3, big drive home is on. Problems on the roads, A114, Great Barrow Bypass, northbound at the Army and Navy roundabout. Usual congestion there. Full travel update on the way, and we'll go with Anne-Marie next. It's Radio Essex, Anne-Marie and Shania Twain with Unhealthy. It's Chris and Scott, big drive home for Thursday. Thank you so much for having us on. Good to have you with us. Important as well, because obviously, pointless otherwise. Radio's kind of a two-way thing, isn't it, really?
We literally need you.
Yeah, so thank you for being there, and thank you. And why don't you join in with us, because we've got this coming up. And this is, I think, my favourite part.
I love this.
Because we did last year, we did the Fantasy Football League, and we had like 300-400 people take part, and we had this big Fantasy Football League competition across the whole of Essex. But the beauty of it was, and Tom will vouch for this, it doesn't matter whether you know anything about football.
You don't need to like football.
So what did you do? You knew nothing about football. How did you choose your fantasy football team?
I knew nothing about football, and I went in and just chose good names. People with really cool names.
Excellent.
So, have you done that again this year? Have you done the same thing?
Or have you learned a bit about the players this year?
I've done a bit of like an informed version of cool names.
Okay.
So you've like levelled up.
Yeah. So I got like some trusty people from last year that I was like, you were really good. I'll choose you again. So like Trippier.
Yeah, great player.
Good.
So you went with Trippier first because you liked his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you know? What do you know about Trippier now?
He plays for Newcastle.
what part
and he's good.
What part of the pitch does he play on?
The defence.
Well done.
He's in the defence. And this year I've also chosen João Pedro.
Yeah, good choice.
Great name.
João Pedro is a great name. Yeah, and a great player. He's there already scored in friendlies.
Exactly, so he's perfect.
Yeah, he'll be great. And not a lot of other people have chosen him as well. So actually, he's the type of player that you need to put in your team. You've already done yours, haven't you? You got yours in there. Pretty much an Arsenal squad.
You're going to have three. Rice Baby.
Good plan.
Rice Baby. That just upset the...
have you got a team built around him?
My team? Honestly, I feel like I think it's a really good team. I've gone all out. I'm really happy with my team.
Okay. And I've done mine. It's pretty similar to last year's. I did all right last year. So I think everyone's going for Haaland up front. But do you know what? If you've never, ever done fantasy football and you've never really been interested in football, I think it's even more fun if you get involved.
Yes.
Because if you beat all of us lot that talk about football all the time and play FIFA all the time and know in the ins and outs of players and transfer deals, if you beat us, that's even funnier.
I'm not competitive at all, so I don't know the answer.
Of course
you're
not. I knew you weren't competitive at all. No.
Out of like us, like the three in the room now, that like we were in the league, weren't we? I can't remember off the top of my head who it might have been.
If you want to register for this year's fantasy football, you can obviously go straight to their website. The easiest way to do it is just go to our website. It's Chris. No, it's not. It's radioessex.com.
Yes.
And click on the Chris and Scott page. You'll see us wearing football kits. Oh,
yes.
That's clever. So
we're
me
in football kits.
Oh, so there's me and my Watford kit and you and your Arsenal kit, Scott.
Yep.
And you just click on that and that'll take you straight to the code that you need and also the website to join, I suppose.
Yeah, so if you click on it, it will have Join the Fantasy Football League.
Perfect.
Just click on that and then you'll go straight there.
All right, get that done. We'll have a little look in about 10, 15 minutes, see how many new people we've got. There's already everybody that was on last year has automatically been added, haven't they?
Yes,
they've already
re-signed.
Set up their team. Yeah. So get yourself on there. Get going. Fantasy Football League is back for the 23-24 season. I cannot wait. Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran. And Bad Habits on Thursday. You're just redoing your team, are you?
Just changed out a player who was injured, so...
If you want to join our Fantasy Football League team, we'll play for a little prize at the end of the season. Don't forget to go on the website, radioessex.com, click on the picture of me and Scott wearing football tops, and you'll be able to get the download link right there. News and travel on the way.
England's cricketers have more rebuilding to do after tea following a collapse on day one of the fifth Ashes test against Australia. They're resuming after the break on 250 for 7, having slumped from 184 for 3 to 212 for 7 at one point this afternoon. Ben Stokes' side must win at the Oval to draw with the series. I don't
like cricket. With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
Just livening it up a bit.
So good. It will be an overcast end to the afternoon across Essex with both some light showers and the last of the bright sunny spells. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 21 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I feel it. You feel up to date? Scott, you up to date? Tell me up to date?
I'm very up to date.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go! This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building, this is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, details of Party in the Car Park coming up. We'll do Diplo, Miguel. Let's keep the tunes coming right now from Barbie, Dua Lipa, his Dance the Night.
This is the Hit Music Station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Diplo, Miguel, and don't forget my love, 10 past 4. Big drive home for Thursday. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you for having us on. Here till 6 o'clock tonight. I was on the tube on Saturday. When did I go to Karen's Diner in London? Saturday. Yeah, I was on a tube coming back. Normally, I haven't been on tubes for ages because I don't need to go into London as much as I used to. So I go on them every now and again.
Yeah.
And they're normally like smelly and horrible and packed and blah, blah, blah. And I went on the tube and there was these guys. They were like, I'll put it on my phone. Look. And they're like, there's a saxophonist and a violin player just standing in the doorway. And it was really cool.
It's quite soothing.
Yeah, it was. It was. And actually it was... It reminded me of Christmas. I was like, this is what happens on the tube at Christmas where buskers are out doing Christmas music. And yeah. I was just, it got me thinking about, you know, tubes and public transport, things that have happened on public transport that aren't normal, things that don't normally happen on public transport. There was a guy, I think this was in the papers recently, a guy in Ryanair who suddenly done a sing-along on the Tannoy. We've got the audio of that here as well. I mean, there's a whole plane of Ryanair people singing along with a guy on the Tannoy. And I just wondered if there was anything specific. You've been on public transport somewhere and something just different happened.
I've got a little story.
Cool.
So, a couple of years ago, I was getting on a Ryanair flight. Yeah. And I had paid to have my two... You was allowed two bags. Like you do, yeah, like... Yeah. I can't remember what it's called. Priority or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But for some reason, even though I had paid the money, the Jobsworth lady decided that there wasn't room, and I had to put my rucksack in my suitcase. And I said, "My suitcase is full. I can't do it." And like, I said, "I've paid money to
bring both these bags on."
I don't understand what's going on. So anyway, I had this little sort of
discussion
row with this lady, and she was being ridiculous. So I thought, well, okay, I'll show you. So I done a Joey Tribbiani.
Tribbiani?
Yeah, that's it. From Friends.
How you doing?
Yes. Could I be wearing any more clothes? I got all of my clothes, all my tops out and my trousers, and I put them all on so I could fit my... I said, this is how ridiculous you are. I said, because when I get on the plane, in 35 seconds, I'm going to put all of my stuff
back into my bag.
I said, you're just, to prove a point, you want this to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So... imagine how mental I would have looked,
yeah.
So I walked onto this plane with like
the Michelin
loads of trousers on, like four coats, because I was doing a tour. And then I was just taking them off one by one. People looking at me, I was like, don't ask, mate. It's been a really, really rough day. And I think that's the weirdest thing that I've ever done on a plane.
Okay, 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Anyone sung, have you seen an international pop star come on with all of his clothes at the same time? That might have happened to you as well. Let us know, 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Grab us on the app as well while you're doing that. Here's Jax Jones. It's Radio Essex, Zara Larsson and Calm Tamer. Thursday's big drive home. Hi to Erin and Benfleet. We're talking about things that you've seen on public transport that are just a little bit weird. Comes off the back of this guy singing on a Tannoy on a Ryanair flight. Is he like, does he work for Ryanair or is he just...
No, he's a customer.
Well, he's just picked up the Tannoy?
Yeah.
You allowed to do that?
No.
No.
But he got the whole plane singing, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
They're in good voice. They're ready for the cheering at the end when the plane lands on time.
Yes.
They go, woo! Erin in Benfleet says, hi, guys. I remember being on a C2C once and seeing a group of teenagers dancing up and down the aisle on the train lip syncing to a song. I was so confused as to what they were all doing. I thought there must be music playing and I'm not hearing it. But then one of them said, oh my God, this is going to be real. This is going to be amazing. This is going to go viral. Then realised they were doing a TikTok. Still got headphones. Because, yeah, you must be looking at it going, have I gone deaf?
Yeah, what are they doing? What are they dancing to?
I like that. Erin in Benfleet, thank you very much. Get yours in. Strangest thing that's happened while you've been on public transport. 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message and let us know. We'll do some more of those before five. The A1114, Great Baddow Bypass, northbound at the Army and Navy. Still pretty heavy. Usual congestion there. We'll give you a full trouble update in just a second of Becky Hill on the way. It's Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Tom Grennan, and By Your Side. 4:30, big drive home, Chris and Scott. Joe Kinch on from 6 o'clock tonight. I love these stories. Stories that happen to you on public transport. Terry and Basil, and there's a guy on the bus that get on every day to work, and without fail, when he gets on the bus, he takes his shoes and socks off, puts his feet up. It's weird. It needs to stop.
It does need to stop.
That can't happen, Terry. That's not a thing. You can say something about that, can't you?
I would literally say, mate, put your feet away.
Ian on Canvey was on the tube once, and somebody started to sing along on the tube of the tune of Sweet Caroline. Clearly, they'd just come from a football game, and I'm guessing it went well for them. Don't really follow football, so not sure. Yeah, I'm guessing that was a football one.
Yeah.
Stephen Braintree was on the bus once and had a guy get out and fall on his picnic basket. Oh, no, with a full-on picnic basket, and start just having his own picnic on his lap on a bus.
I mean, that's weird.
He got out a picnic basket on a bus and had a picnic.
Wow.
That's mad. Quite bizarre. Very true. Sandwiches smell good, though, says Stephen Braintree. So that's always good. I remember seeing somebody fall out the tube, leaning against the door, and hadn't realised that we were in the station. The door's open. He literally just fell out. Excellent. And you can't help laughing, can you? It's like when somebody trips up. You're in a laughing situation. Right, 4:31, Niall Horan coming up. That new tune from Maisie Peters, we're loving that. It's called Lost the Breakup. We'll get that on for you. First, though, Jonas Brothers and Waffle House on the big drive home for Thursday. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Lizzo, to be loved. Big drive home. It's Chris and Scott for Thursday. Hope you're doing okay. Are you ready to upgrade your kitchen? We talked about this yesterday. Out with the old, in with the new. We've teamed up with Zwilling, who are opening a brand new store at Braintree Village, and they do like the best kitchenware. Kitchen knives, kitchen cookware, electricals, food storage, everything.
I'm invested in this.
Yeah, because you've been very... I think you've worked quite hard coming up with kitchen utensil names.
I have.
You've done your own little bit of research on this as well.
Because you say a lot of the time I don't put much...
No, you did put a lot into this because you did. Zwilling prides themselves on bringing you brilliant kitchen products. So celebrating the launch, we're giving away a kitchen bundle worth over £1,000. So you got 5-piece stainless steel cookware set, toaster, kettle, 7-piece self-sharpening knife blade. You get the kind of thing.
Yeah,
24-piece cutlery set. We've teamed up with them and we're giving away this bundle on next Friday's show in a game called Bring Me the Bundle, where you will step into our kitchen and there we'll give you a name of a kitchen utensil. Scott will do that. You must tell them, us, because this is written about us and I'm reading it as a third person.
Yeah.
You must tell us if it's a real utensil or a made-up one. Yeah, it's as simple as that.
I've made some up.
Yeah, you've got a couple in there made up and a couple in there that are real.
I'm tricking you.
Yeah, so that's how we do it. So you'll go head-to-head with another one of our wonderful listeners to win this Zwilling bundle. You can enter on the website. It's the only way you're going to get picked on next Friday's show. It won't be a call-in when it's happening. It'll be entering now on the website. So we'll then pick somebody at random to play along with somebody else at random. So you can enter on the website. It's radioessex.com to be in the draw. And you can play and have a chance to win that kitchen bundle with Zwilling next Friday on the big drive home. T's and C's at radioessex.com. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to giving you free stuff because that's the way it works.
It's what we do.
Almost bribery, really. Great Baddow Bypass northbound, still slow at the Army and Navy. Details on the way.
This is
Radio Essex, Galantis and David Guetta with Heartbreak. Anthem is 10 to 5. Hope you're doing okay. Getting you home for Thursday. Elon Musk, we've been talking about the rebrand from Twitter to X and how everything, I don't think anything has gone right for Elon Musk since he took over Twitter. I think literally, even when he called Mark Zuckerberg out for a fight, it turned out he was a jiu-jitsu champion. Everything's
gone
wrong.
A good time,
everything's gone wrong for this guy. So his bid to rebrand Twitter to X is set to trigger a legal war because there's another company that have trademarked the blue and white X. That company is Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg already owns the copyright for the X.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he does.
That's
just
brilliant.
They just need to get into a ring really quickly. Let's get this fight. This is going to be the best fight I've ever seen.
I'd actually pay to see it.
I would pay good money to see it.
I'd pay up to £30 for that. I'd pay up to £30 for that.
Yeah, so Mark Zuckerberg from Meta, or Facebook as you know it, has already trademarked the letter. He claims there's about 900 active trademark registrations in the US that incorporate the letter X. Facebook's parent company, Meta, owns a trademark for a blue and white X for social networking services.
Brilliant.
In the fields of entertainment, gaming, and application development. Microsoft also trademarked the symbol X relating to its Xbox games console.
Wow.
So this guy, I mean, he's not having any luck. And also, you notice that even though everything's rebranded as X, at X isn't there. Somebody already registered that as well. So they're still at Twitter.
Why has he not, like, thought this through before he's gone?
I don't know. I mean, it's a really weird... The whole thing's a weird story. Almost to the point where I'm... Is this a publicity stunt for the big fight? I mean,
it's got to be. Isn't
are they
it?
Mates? And Mark Zuckerberg actually bought Twitter and went, "Just do this; it'd be funny," and then I'll buy it back and I'll just call it Twitter.
I'm thinking of starting a, like a station, ITV or something.
Yeah. Mad, but Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, bring on that fight. That is going to be pay per view at its very best.
Yes.
Right, this is Maisie Peters, absolute legend. You might have seen her if you went to see Ed Sheeran in London. Was that last year?
That was last year.
Yeah, she was supported. She's an incredible artist. This is her new song. It's called Lost the Breakup on Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Maisie Peters' new tune's called Lost the Breakup. Kristen's got the big drive home for Thursday. Our fantasy football league is back up and running. So if you're playing the standard fantasy football league, the Premier League one that's on the internet, you've seen it, everyone plays it. You can actually join our Chris and Scott league. The easiest way to do it, it's go to the website, isn't it? It's the easiest way to do it. RadioEssex.com.
Yeah.
Picture of me and you wearing football kits. I've got my Watford jersey on. You got your Arsenal on.
I have.
And we're standing there. We look like the beginning of Sky Sports.
We look like gazers.
Yeah.
To be honest. We look very...
It's just bottles of beer missing.
Yeah.
Apart from that. So if you click on that picture, that'll take you straight to where you need to go to register. Well, it'll take you to where you need to go to play fantasy football, but it'll also give you the code to enter our league as well. Have we had any additions since we launched this at 3 o'clock?
We have. So pretty much we had one page at the start of the show.
Yeah.
And now we're on two pages.
Two pages. Look at us rise.
And it's amazing. I mean, as Chris mentioned this earlier, but I do want to just elaborate. You don't have to know anything about football.
No, no.
Like you're probably listening now going, oh, but I don't know football. Even better.
Absolutely. That's exactly what Tom did. He just looked at people's names that he liked and went, that looks like a nice name. He got Trippier, which was quite good, and Haaland.
Yeah.
I like these names. So get yourself involved on the website, radioessex.com, and click on the picture of me and Scott wearing the football kits, and you will see how to enter. Good luck.
England's cricketers have been bowled out for 283 on day one of the deciding Ashes test at the Oval. Harry Brooke top scored with 85 after Australia won the toss and decided to bowl. The tourists were 11 without loss a short while ago. England need a victory in the draw to the series to deny Australia a first win here since 2001.
Adventure Island. Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
You know what really makes me laugh, Stephen, is you're saying it with loads of confidence, and then you do one slip and you go, what am I talking about? I don't know what I'm saying.
At this game, England need a victory to draw the series and deny Australia a first win here. An overcast end to the evening. Some light showers, bright sunny spells. Temperatures on your big drive home, I don't know, about 20-odd degrees in
that's
the crease or whatever.
That's much better way of doing the news.
I think so.
I like it.
Yeah, it's about 20 degrees.
Can I ask a cricket question?
Yeah, go for it. I've got the cricket info.
England's cricketers have been bowled out.
Yeah.
So that means...
They're already?
Yeah.
For how many?
England's cricketers have been bowled out for 283 on day...
Yeah, it's all right. It's not great. It means they've got no batters left. All the batters have been bowled out or caught or wickets or LBWs and all that kind of stuff.
So then...
So now Australia going to bat for their first innings.
And wait a minute, if Australia get 284, yeah, then England are done.
No, because there's two innings in a test match.
Oh. Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, surround here!
This is Radio Essex, a hit music station. Now.
He's going to understand.
Drive home.
By the time this test match is over, he's going to get it.
This is what I know now.
All right, Thursday, big drive home. Chris and Scott until 6, and Sigala coming up very soon. First of all, The Weeknd. Big new tune. It's called Popular. It's on Radio Essex.
Turn it up louder.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex on the big drive home. 5:10. Sigala and Adam Lambert with You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. Janine says, what's the code for your fantasy football league? Scott?
Go to the website. It'll be on there. RadioEssex.com, because I don't know it off the top of my head.
Is it? RadioEssex.com?
Yeah, no, I don't know the code.
Oh, no, we don't know the code, so I don't know the code. Yeah. It's on the Radio Essex website.
Yes.
Do you know the code?
I don't think there is a code.
You just click on the link. It's a link there. It's already in code incorporated.
It's We've coded. Incorporated
code ID. Get yourself on the website, radioessex.com. Click on our football picture and you will get yourself there.
Summertime fun.
Summertime.
On Radio Essex.
And we're playing for the Radio Essex Cup as well. It's actually a Radio Essex Cup, as in to drink tea out of. It sounded better when I just say cup.
Yeah, cup.
It sounds better,
We're
looking to level up your summer this year. We've got family prizes to win every single week for you and the kids. If you're stuck for something to do already and you're tearing your hair or anything, we're only at day 4. We've got things for you to do. We really want to get you out there making some memories, having some laughs. This week, we're sending you to see Derren Brown's Unbelievable. It's coming to the Mercury Theatre in Colchester before it jets off to the West End in London. He fuses like the best bits of theatre with the kind of mind-boggling illusions he's done, and it's all done by Derren Brown himself. The choreography, everything's done by him. It's going to be an evening of magic for you and your family, and you could be there to see it first. Text these words now to 81400. Get your phone out. Type in on the 2-bit 81400 and then type these words, Essex Show, to be in this week's draw. 81400 and then Essex Show to be in this week's draw. Martin and Marky looking after things for Sue, announcing the winner on Monday morning on this radio station. T's and C's online at radioessex.com. Good luck.
Summertime fun.
With Mercury Theatre in Colchester.
On Radio Essex.
All right, let's get you back to the hits. New tune from Jungkook and Latto. This is 7. It's Radio Essex. You know Jungkook from BTS. Butterfame. Latto and 7 on the big drive home. 5:15. It's Chris and Scott. Joe here from 6 tonight. Got all the hits, literally all of them. That's why we have to play stuff like this, because he's got all the proper ones. He's got all the ones you've heard of.
Nice. Yeah, he's not the biggest fan of that one.
Tom Grennan ones, he's got all the big
ones. He's got all them.
Yeah, Duran. He's got Wham, The Beatles, all the biggest hits.
Joking. Amazing.
6 o'clock tonight on this radio station. It's Radio Essex. This is quite sad. You're going away.
Well, did I get that job?
Well, the beer tasting at Aldi.
I see, and you're telling me on the radio.
You're still here playing Lewis Capaldi. You haven't got the job at Aldi as a beer taster just yet. But you're off now for like, I think it's forever. How long are you off for?
It's about 3 weeks.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
3 weeks.
It's going to be weird.
I'll sing it for you.
No, don't look into my eyes.
Don't go.
Wow, that was quite
3 weeks. That's not as romantic. No, that's not romantic. That's quite aggressive. So you're off to holiday.
Yep.
Gig, lots of things going on in your life. But you are back for Party in the Car Park.
Yes, I am.
Which is on Monday in 3 weeks.
Yes, it is. I'll be on the show though.
I know. Yeah, we've got plans. Well, the kitchen thing you're in.
Yeah, I'm doing the kitchen thing. But, you know, I mean, like, in a capacity with a Capri Sun in my hand.
Yeah. Will you be sending voice notes through on a regular basis?
I think that's a given, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think you'll probably get more wild thoughts.
So we've got me and you, Tom, and Stevie's here. So Stevie's the rest of the gang are here. We're just going to miss the loud one.
The loud one,
excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
So I mean, how are you going to, you know,
we'll probably
cope
play
without the comedy, you know?
Tunes, I would have thought.
Yeah.
If you like music, check us out next week. Here comes another seven in a row.
No one's going to complain if you play the hits.
Exactly. I've got a new feature. It's called The Music Marathon. We're just literally, here's 3 hours of hits. I might just put an album on. We could do Album of the Week.
Wow, yeah.
Here's now 12.
We can play the CD
Press
more.
Play. Oh, the CD
oh,
game.
That's a good idea.
We haven't done the CD game for
I know,
a long time.
I like the CD game.
Can
don't
we do,
do
that next?
Fun things.
Can we do it after the break?
No, not
Why
yet.
Why not?
No. We've
what
got
do
other things
not?
To do.
Don't listen to him.
Does it say Kristen's got Anton's big drive home? No. It says Kristen Scott's big drive home.
Yeah.
It's his last day.
Wind your neck in, Tom.
It's his last day.
Have we got other things to do?
The CD
yeah,
we've
got
game.
Other things to do.
Oh, we've got the age of the music. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but can't we just do it another time?
We'll do it when we'll do it next week.
Don't you?
Yeah, we're going to do it next
every
week.
Every day.
Out of all
right, if you want to end the show tonight, I suggest goodbye, Scott.
Have I got that job in Audi?
give Scott a message. He's going for a couple of weeks, but he is going to be on with the voice notes, and he is coming back, and he'll be back for party in the car park.
Yeah, don't say, you know, don't do a voice note saying, like, we're going to miss you. It's not going to be the same without you. Don't do that.
Don't do that. That would actually be rude. So definitely don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You send your stuff through. Send your voice notes through. End the show. He's got to include Thursday Completed, mate, and we will get you on before the end of the show tonight. Radio Essex, Sam Fender, 17 going on. It's 5:30. It's Thursday, and we have the A to Z of music. It's the final today, the best of the week, and we weren't here Monday, so there's only two songs to vote from. Nice and easy. Really easy. So, who do you want to represent the letter U and V? Is it going to be Usher?
Okay.
I mean, Usher, a good shout. If you want Usher, then put the word Usher in your message box, A1400. If you want to hear Usher at the end of the show, put Usher forward to represent the letters U and V on the A to Z of music. If you don't want Usher, how about...
Please don't vote for this.
The Verve. Put the word Verve what in your
tune.
Message box.
We
good
can't
tune.
Have
it is
the
a
Verve.
Great tune.
Great we can't tune. Have the it. Verve in the A to Z of music, please.
Put the word
great
Verve.
Song for Scott.
I mean, we might end up putting them both in anyway, so we've got a U and a V.
Yeah.
We don't know, but if you want to vote no. and you want to hear the song at the end of the show, then put the word Verve or Usher in your message box. Get those over to us and we'll play the winning tune on the A to Z of music just before 6 tonight. It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and how does it feel? It is 5:37. Big drive homes, Chris and Scott. Thank you for all your end of the show so far. Scott's leaving for a couple of weeks, got gigs, he's got holidays, he's got loads going on. So I'm just going to just carry it on my own. Solo it up.
Yeah, you know, were you going to bring back the Chris Brooks jingles or?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to like, sort of delete me from existence.
No, wouldn't I? No, it would stay as Chris and Scott, wouldn't it? I don't know, because then I have to keep going, just me here today, yeah, and it just sounds...
Get rid of
it's
him.
Hard work,
so
Scott.
So,
work.
So you're just going to, like,
it's hard
pretend
work.
I'm not...
Get rid of him.
Is Martin and Marky playing Martin and Sue jingles?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's obviously not Sue, so it's easier.
Yeah.
Just I just feel like you're deleting me a little bit, like...
You're on holiday, though, aren't you?
I know, but it's like a... You're going to miss me.
Yeah.
I've already got them all made, to be honest.
What?
Well, they're just without Scott ones.
Does it say without Scott? Chris
no,
without
no.
Scott.
We could do that, though.
That'd be better. I like that.
Chris without Scott.
Yeah, they do that instead. So I'm still mentioned. So
well,
I'm
you
still...
are going to get mentioned. You're going to. I know what you're like when you go on holiday. Kerry knows what you're like. Everyone knows what you're like. You'll be sending voice notes in every 5 seconds. You'll be on air more. I think on Friday the other week when you had your teeth done, you were on air more than you would be normally if you were here.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Got one of our jingles without...
Have you?
Without,
how do I play that?
Just press next.
Oh, you just, oh, all right. Yeah. Come home
with me. Right about now.
The big drive home.
Woo! Let's get into it.
With Chris Brooks.
No. 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 No, it sounds horrible.
That's my name. I made a career doing it on my own. I reckon I'll be all right.
No, I know. Yeah, but I... what? Can't you just... Can't it say... The big drive home.
Oh my God, was this what it was like on Abs and Jada?
The big drive home with Chris and normally Scott. He's on holiday.
Chris and normally Scott.
Sometimes Scott.
And sometimes Scott.
We will work out. I will make sure I mention your name.
I don't, you know what? You're not going to.
We've got a feature called Who's Scott? So, of course I'm going to mention your name.
I think you'll mention me for the first day, and then I'll be just a distant memory.
Yeah, until I'll party in the car park, and then you'll be back.
Well, it's if you don't, like, dump me off it.
And then I'm off on holiday for a week. So actually in the studio, this is the last show we do for a while.
Yeah.
For a month.
We're literally on summer holidays.
Yeah.
No, but the party in the car park, obviously, will be on air. And actually, when I'm away, it's not a Ross and John situation, is it? Because they're on Edinburgh Fringe. So you will be on air.
I will be.
With Connor.
With Connor Knight.
Yeah, so we will be doing the big drive home all the way through this little break. So you will always have familiar voices on, and we'll be having laughs and stuff. And obviously, the thing is, next week, for me and you, Tom, we've got to complete the rest of Party in the Car Park.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We've got to get the last venues locked in, who the acts are going to be. And I'll keep updating you on the text and go, mate, we just booked Bon Jovi or whatever.
Or whoever. If I get a text on holiday and you say booked Bon Jovi,
you'll be happy with that, wouldn't you?
I'll be like, how strong is this rum?
Okay. If you want to end the show, give us a farewell message for Scott and say Thursday completed, mate. We'll get you on at the end of the show. And we'll do the 8 cent of music, find out who the winner is in just a second. Right, travel news on the way next, 20 to 6. Radio Essex Rudimental, Charlotte Plank and Dancing is Healing. Chris and Scott's big drive home. And that is it for another day. And we are going our separate ways for like a couple of weeks. I'm here. Tom's here. Joe will still be here, won't you? You going on holiday?
I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Stevie will still be doing news. So we'll have the big drive home team here, but we will lose one invaluable member of the squad for a few weeks, and that is...
Little old me.
Little old Scott. It's going to be weird without you. Quiet. Weird.
It will be quiet, though.
Do you know, I am going to make so much tea in the next 2 weeks.
You know
so
what?
Much tea.
Do you want to enter into a little secret?
Go on.
Joe's living at my house whilst I'm away.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Joe Kinch is house and dog sitting.
He's house sitting for you.
Yeah, whilst I'm away.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, money. The first thing
good
he
money.
Said...
You want to get some good dollar for that.
The first thing he said... Yeah.
He said there's some Cheerios in the cupboard.
Will the hot tub be on? I said, yes, Joe. And he went, oh my God, I'm really excited.
I can't wait for the party that you took. I was going to say party. S Club have got a new song out, and I was thinking party.
S Club party.
S Club party. That was
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When is that? Is
it
next Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that would be amazing.
You're not going to do any parties or anything.
Why was I saying that?
No.
No.
Right. I'm now worried, Joseph.
It'd be fine.
No.
It'd be fine. When am I setting up the disco thing? When am I setting up all the decks and that?
About 3 o'clock. Get it done out of the way.
It's gone very quiet in here.
What? Huh? I was just chatting with Joe about something else completely different.
Yeah.
It's completely separate subject.
Yeah, just technical stuff.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so that'd be fine. And, at least you've got somebody looking after the house. That's good.
It is good, yeah.
Yeah.
And I learned that you have tortoises as well.
Oh,
tortoises,
yeah. You're going to be
when are we doing
the
tortoise racing?
The tortoises are called Cammy and Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Dog's called Willow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll introduce the name.
Sounds like you named them all after Taylor Swift songs.
So that's happening next week. I will be here with the others, not Scott. But
I'm going to be chilling in a hot tub.
You'll be fine. He'll be late. Joe will be late for work every day.
He'll be smashed
on rum.
The evening show next week is party in the hot tub.
it'll be starting to go quite wrinkly on the end of his fingers. Listen, enjoy your holiday.
I will do, and I will miss you guys.
I'll miss you too.
In the car now, I'll miss you too. And I'll see you when I get back. I'll be on the radio, don't you?
You will be, and we'll call you and you'll do voice notes, so you'll be part of the show still.
And I'll go back to not making tea.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. And then actually coming back for Party in the Car Park. You'll be here for Monday to Friday on Party in the Car Park, which is in about 3 weeks' time. Right, somebody ending the show next. That's Angie with a little goodbye message for you, Scott.
Oh.
Is it not Angie?
Aretha.
I can't even see the screen. Aretha. I've been reliably informed by my producer. It's Aretha ending the show tonight. Angie didn't care.
You just let Angie down now.
Angie didn't care.
Right, let's do this. It's the winner tonight. Usher, Ludacris, and and we'll do it again tomorrow. Of course, big drive home tomorrow till 5, and then the weekend kickoff from 5 tomorrow to get the weekend underway. Enjoy, Scott.
Cheers, guys.
Have a good show, Joe.
Thank you.
So long. Farewell. We'll see you when you get back. Goodbye, Scott. Thursday completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.